what were you looking for when you went out?
I didn't have to look for much. I got to Bethany Road and Annie Glidden Road on the north side of DeKalb, and even though that tornado was still on the northwest side of Rochelle, I could see it 18 miles away. So at that point, I just went visual, took back roads, and got closer and closer to it until I got close enough where I didn't want to get any closer than that, than where I was, rather. But when I got to Fairdale, I was right behind it, and I was in Fairdale literally moments after the community was hit.
And why? What fueled you to be that close?
I wanted to get a feel. Was this just going to be a glorified dust devil, or was this actually going to take towns and destroy them if it were going to hit any?
You've got some institutional knowledge on your side. Tell me about how this visual compared to what you've seen before in northern Illinois.
The largest tornado that I had ever seen up until this point was actually back in Kirksville, Missouri, back in the late 2000s, where I saw a half-mile-wide wedge-shaped tornado that killed multiple people in that community. I never thought that something like that would be right in my backyard. Oh, I knew it could. I mean, certainly I knew it could, but, you know, until it actually happens, you're like, is it really possible? And the answer is, of course, yes. Yes, it is. And when I came up to it, and when I got up to Fairdale, it was very obvious that the path width of this tornado was probably going to be around a mile wide. The vortex may be a little bit small. The visible vortex might have been a little bit smaller, but the inflow into that tornado was so strong that it was still doing major damage a quarter mile away from the actual vortex. So the actual damage path of that tornado is going to be about a mile wide.
We've got flat, open areas, making structures very vulnerable and exposed to tornadoes. Given what you saw, if that hit a larger area, Rockford, DeKalb, Rochelle, what would we be talking about today?
The injuries and the death toll would have been considerable. There's no question about it that we were very, very fortunate yesterday, as bad as it was, to not have a much worse scenario. I mean, just 2 miles farther south in Rochelle, with a population, you know, over 10,000, would have gotten hit. If that storm had not made a left turn back to the northeast, it could have hit DeKalb. And obviously, with 40,000 people here, that could have caused a major, major nightmare. And you can have all the warnings in the world, and if you've got a tornado that completely flattens your house down to the, you know, to the basement, there's going to be injuries and fatalities, and I suspect the death toll and the injury count would have been much, much higher than what it actually was.
The path, was there one that was the main tornado?
At this point, the National Weather Service, as we're conducting this interview, is doing a damage survey to figure all that out. What I can tell you from my vantage point, from what I saw, is that once the tornado touched down in Franklin Grove, I had a continuous bead on it all the way from Rochelle to as it went into McHenry County. So from that point, I can tell you that there was one continuous tornado doing damage with satellite tornadoes revolving around the main vortex. So at one point, you had this mile-wide wedge-shaped tornado, or near 1 mile-wide tornado, and around it, you saw cone-shaped satellite tornadoes rotating around the common center. So you're going to have a pretty odd damage path where you're going to see various pockets of destruction not caused by the main vortex. But in any case, yes, I did see it go all the way from west of Rochelle all the way up into far southwestern McHenry County.
How many minutes was that?
At this point, I don't have an exact time, but I do know it was on the ground for over an hour. The average tornado lasts about 8 minutes.
Anything else you'd like to add we didn't get to touch on?
Oh, boy. I have a story about this that's probably best told over a campfire, but I will say that of all the storms I've ever chased and of all the tornadoes I've ever chased, this one was definitely the most scary, the most intense, and the most frightening of any of the ones I've ever seen. And I have seen literally hundreds of storms and tornadoes. This was just an amazing event. As a storm chaser, as a meteorologist, and as a human being, all I can just say is, wow, just wow.